you're here. Fellowship's sweeter, knowing you're near. It's so good to see you, I hope that it's fair. Everyone loves you, we're glad you're here.
Reading from James chapter 2, verses 17 and 18. In the same way, faith by itself, if it is not accompanied by action, is dead. But someone will say, you have faith, I have deeds. Show me your faith without deeds, and I will show you my faith by what I do. Oh, listening friends, that was James 2, verses 17 and 18. Oh, magnify the Lord with me. Let us exalt his name together. It is Wednesday, April 15th, 2026, tax day. Come on, everyone. I know you can get cheery about it because you can get it in, get it done. Or if you're like me, you've probably filed for an extension and can put it off for a few more months. But it's an important day, and we want to, you know, honor our government, pay what's due them, and carry on, and you can still have a good day. Also on this good day, it's kind of going to be a testimony Tuesday on Wednesday. I have a dear friend. We're just figuring it out before we got on the air here. It's probably been around 30 years. I think we initially met on a racquetball court.
That's right.
Joining me is Dr. Bill Gingold. You've probably heard his name over the years. I've interviewed him sometime back, I don't know, a number of years. But that beloved Prime Lifetimes publication that many of you read and love, he donated it to the station. I guess that was about 7 years ago.
At least seven years ago.
It's been a while. We've expanded it and developed it.
You've done a wonderful job.
And that was something where years ago we had the radio station participate in one of his expos. He was holding expos at Lincoln Square and sometimes at Marketplace Mall. He had a real heart for seniors. And actually, not only seniors, but you had a heart for the young people, too. You were kind of on both spectrums.
They're very similar in many respects.
And but your passion was to continue to inform them. You wanted them to flourish in their older age, be active, engaged. And
self-control.
Self-control. And your publication was informative, engaging, and positive. And we took it on and continued to this day publish that each and every month. I know him as a really good racquetball player, but he also, at one time, he tried out to be a kicker for the Green Bay Packers, lost out on that. He also participating in the Olympic trials in speed skating, fell down, but he didn't qualify, but he played semi-pro soccer. So I've known him as an athlete, a good doubles partner, a cheery guy on the court that I've been encouraged by. And he's kind of taken me, I guess I could say, a little bit under his wing. He said, hey, I want you to take over the Prime Life Times, and I think you do some good community services.
I think you do wonderful stuff.
Yeah, well, thank you, and I appreciate you coming in today because you have a special gathering, an event, and I notified all the pastors and the ministry leaders that this Sunday they should come out because it's going to be an evening called Musical Magic Live, a diversity of groups and styles of music. We're going to raise some awareness about a tolerance museum that we hope will come to the area in the coming days. He's going to raise the subject of anti-Semitism and actually has a display. It's called The Righteous Among the Nations that'll be set up. It's very informative and engaging. In fact, when you had that set up at Marketplace Mall, gosh, I'm talking kind of fast, aren't I?
You're doing a good job.
there's so much to fit into this broadcast, but I volunteered for a number of days at Marketplace Mall. It was a great setup, and the mall was very accommodating and let us set it up in one of those big storefronts. Anyways, that was great, but people also get to enjoy that along with music, and it's happening this Sunday night, April 19th, from 7 to 9 p.m. So we're going to talk about that, so stay with us for the next 20 or so minutes, because I want to have you hear some of Bill's life story, some of the ways that he's been trying to raise the importance of the awareness, how anti-Semitism continues to go on today, how to be tolerant of different cultures, and just some of his own story. I've heard him a number of times. Recently, he was at Parkland College, and he's been all over the state and many different areas in schools and classrooms, at churches, various organizations, sharing some of his story. In fact, I have a book in front of me. I think it's my third copy that I've gotten from you, Bill. It's called Tunnel Smuggle Collect, a Holocaust boy, and it's about some of the journey that his family, the Gingold family, had as he was a child survivor of the Holocaust. And many of the Gingold family were fortunate by escaping the Warsaw ghettos. Many of you will be familiar. There was like about 350,000 Jewish people that were murdered, and they were able to get out of that before that all happened. But where did they go? Siberia. So it wasn't like a cakewalk. And then some of his journey, how he came to the United States, really not knowing English, how am I going to fit in, and how his family has survived. And some of this is the story of the family and how they have made it and flourished. And Bill is healthy. How old are you now?
87.
87. Healthy. Not on the racquetball court like
not
me.
Not anymore. Right, not
recently.
Anymore.
A delight, an educator. But I would be remiss if we didn't start off by saying something about the beloved Phyllis, sweetheart. Bill and Phyllis joined me many times during our ministry leader luncheon at Vineyard Church the first Thursday of every month. And so I appreciate both of them. But Phyllis is a sweetheart. 60 years. So what should we know about Phyllis?
Oh, Phyllis is just a fantastic woman.
Mm-hmm.
Aside from being married 60 years, let me share with you a couple of short stories, since this is a relatively short program.
Mm-hmm.
In our 60 years, whenever we go to bed, we always kiss.
Mm.
We never miss. Except she has a cat.
Mm.
And the cat sometimes interferes with
yes,
that process.
Sure.
But anyway, as part of our relationship, she's an extremely bright mm-hmm. woman. We even took a class together, and she got a better grade than I did. But she doesn't rub it in.
Yeah, yeah.
She has a wonderful sense of humor.
Mm-hmm.
She's very uplifting.
Yeah.
And one of the signs that she has is for our grandkids, if you call grandma, it stays with grandma.
Mm-hmm.
And she has a fetish to use her texting on the cell phone. And her six grandkids are always in touch with her. And she's pretty blunt with them in terms of grandma's advice. One of the things over the 60 years that I've learned with Phyllis is that we never argue.
Mm.
We disagree.
Mm-hmm.
Our kids can't understand why we have never raised our voices to each other.
Mm.
And that's a simple answer. She's brighter than I am,
yeah, yeah.
And I would never win.
Yes, yes.
It's as simple as that.
Yeah, I've seen some of these videos where the key for a man to make it is, you were right, honey, you were right. Just leave it at that.
It works.
Yeah.
It works.
Yeah, yeah. We appreciate Phyllis. I was hoping she was going to join us today, but give her a hug when you return
home. I will
home.
Do that.
You also have three children, six grandchildren. But let's talk a little bit about some of your life journey and how your family was able to protect you and your brother. And then I want to make sure listening friends stay with us, because I want you to join me this Sunday night. It's a local event. It's happening at the Elks Lodge in Savoy. It's from 7 to 9 p.m. this Sunday night. It'll be a great way to close out your Sunday evening. There'll be a lot of music and displays set up.
The event is actually designed to honor my parents who have passed, recognizing their survival skills
mm-hmm.
and the ability to take care of two children while trying to survive a very difficult period in time called the Holocaust.
Mm-hmm. So maybe to honor them and the legacy that the Gingold family has, walk us through some of those childhood memories and then how you came to the States and why it's so important for our listeners today to be aware of anti-Semitism that is rampant throughout the world. And the importance of this Tolerance Museum that in your later 80s, you're still energized to raise funds for and launch, hopefully, in the coming days, months, or year or two.
Well, I'm looking for young folks to work with me on that, since I'm an old man and I probably have my planning 3 months at a time, and I need people that have a longer lifespan to help with this effort. But let me just diverge a little bit and come back to being a child Holocaust survivor and what it took my parents to keep us alive. To give you an example, when Nazi Germany invaded Warsaw, Poland, and all of the Gingolds were born in Warsaw. It was September 1st, 1939. And the war was very short-lived with Poland. It lasted only about 3.5 weeks. Because at that point in time, Nazi Germany was the most powerful force in the world. At that time, between the time of Nazi entering Poland and the time that Poland surrendered, my mom was pregnant with me. And one of her comments was, you know, the Germans are coming faster than my baby. And right in between, I was born. And fortunately, my dad, who kind of anticipated a lot of things with a lot of luck and prayer, was able to come to the hospital one day after I was born and remove my mom and me out of the hospital. And one day later, the hospital was totally destroyed.
Yeah, with all the bombings.
With all of the bombings that occurred. From that point in time, I was basically strapped to my mom. I was actually wrapped around her chest as a two-day-old infant. And again, due to the type of father that I had, who could anticipate, he had a wonderful memory, he had wonderful leadership skills, he's a risk-taker, he was able to plan out certain things that allowed us to escape a place that was called the Warsaw Ghetto, in which at one point in time there were approximately 400,000 to 500,000 people housed in 1 square mile of land, surrounded by a wall. Anyway, due to his energy level, knowledge, skills, I guess courage and bravery, we were able to escape as a family using tunnels, going to cemeteries. I'm getting a little emotional here. I apologize. But anyway, as a result of my parents, I'm here talking with you today. And that's one of the reasons this event is being held on April 19th, is to honor my parents for the way they handled themselves, the way they handled life in general. And we were able to deal with a lot of hardships, which we don't have time to go into at this. And we want to keep this on a positive level, if at all possible.
But I think it's important, and, you know, I'll certainly, as you continue to speak in the schools and in our East Central Illinois area, I wanted to get you into Springfield and other locations, too, because usually it takes like an hour or two to share some of the stories and interactions and answer questions. But there's some powerful aspects of your story of being in Siberia and then being returned to certain areas and having the trauma. And then the misunderstanding and not fitting in when you came to the United States because English and all the different challenges, along with some of the memories and even your brother, some of the hardships that he had to go through being a few years older. But just because you got out of the ghettos didn't mean you didn't observe and see and witness and have various challenges on top of everything else.
Well, let me share just maybe one of my first memories as a child. I was about 3.5 years old, and we were in a train of box cars going to Siberia. And when the train stopped, the people would be allowed to get off the trains to go do whatever they could. And my first experience was having a soldier remove me from the box car and put me on the ground. And that was the first time I ever experienced snow. And I was just delighted as a little kid. And then I saw other little children about my age, I'm just guessing at this point in time, that I saw them playing with each other and throwing snow at each other. So I joined them. So the memories that I try to share with most people are very positive. I try not to depress anybody.
But it's important, the realities of the sin nature in man and the depths that they'll go to demonize and hurt and harm. So that's one of the things that I think will be raised and will be more educated through the Righteous Among the Nations display and some of the remarks and storytelling. But there's also going to be some great music.
Wonderful multicultural music.
Musical Magic Live. It's this Sunday night, 7 to 9 p.m. at the Elks Lodge in Savoy. Who would they call or how can they sign up?
The best way, if they have access to the web, is to go to the website CUJF, which stands for Champaign-Urbana Jewish Federation, which is a major sponsor for this event.
And so CUJF.com or .org?
.org.
So that's CUJF.org, CUJF.org. I plan to be there this Sunday night, and I hope you can carve out time. I think the tickets are $35, and even one of our board members, Daryl Kennedy, he's one of your sponsors. I saw
That's correct.
Kidded with him the other night.
Yeah.
Good man.
This is his second year as a co-sponsor.
And this is your second year of doing this specific event with the special music. So close out your Sunday evening. It's called Musical Magic Live. It's happening in Savoy. It's worth the drive. It's from 7 to 9 p.m. And you can find out more at CUJF.org, CUJF.org. Well, fast forward it. We got a little glimpse into wonderful Phyllis's life. You've been married these 60 years. But you don't lie down easy. You're an entrepreneur with lots of spirit and energy. You've started many different businesses, and kind of you have this routine where once it's like profitable, then you donate it to somebody, and that's how you donated the Prime Life Times to our ministry, and I totally appreciate that. Even though it's a lot more work than I realize, I have a lot of different caps and a lot of helpers to pull that off.
You do a wonderful job with it.
But you've been an entrepreneur for many years. You got your PhD. You're a teacher. You worked locally in one of the hospitals.
I was actually with a couple of different hospitals. Mm-hmm. One is Carl Foundation Hospital, and then United Samaritans Medical Center in Danville, Illinois. I was a vice president at each one of those. So my background is not only clinical, but administrative in nature.
We have about two or three more minutes, so talk a little bit about your vision for this Tolerance Museum. You and I met some months back and brainstorming, vision casting, and you said, Mark, the reality is I might not necessarily be around or be totally active in the two or three or 5 years it might take to launch this, but you had lots of ideas. So if I was going to pray for you, what would you like to see achieved in the coming days? You've already mentioned maybe there's some younger people that could catch the vision, but what will this Tolerance Museum stand for and what is your thinking behind it?
Yeah, the Tolerance Museum and Education Center hopefully will focus on the issue of tolerance across cultures, across ethnic groups, across racial lines, interfaith, anything that can promote tolerance in a positive way through education, human interaction, support of one group to another, for another. And my vision really is that the Tolerance Museum and Education Center would be sponsored by multiple organizations and maybe Good News Media as well as a sponsor. So it would retain the multicultural aspects and the issue of tolerance across all dimensions.
Well, I know part of your heart, and maybe this is because of your parents, but learning has always been important for your family and, for that matter, for many Jewish people. Why the emphasis on education?
Well, one of the things with the learning is when you're dealing with people is you can take away almost everything that they have. You can take away their clothes, their cell phones, their cars. You can even take their bodies. You can kill them. But what the people learn inside their hearts and minds, you can't take away.
Mm-hmm.
And that's something that I promote very strongly.
Yeah, and I think as you continue to participate with our ministry leader luncheon, and many times I'll say, hey, do you have any announcements? Because I think it's always been wonderful when the Christians and the Jewish community can come together. And there was an event last year where I think there was about 300, about 150 Christians and 150 Jewish people. It was just kind of wonderful where we got to share some stories. And I'm still hoping we're going to have like a potluck or something where we can bring us Habib. Habib was behind that. And Mark Newman and others were a part of that, bringing us all together. But I love when boundaries and walls can be broken down and we can unite and look at so many of our similarities and the cross-cultural experiences.
And support each other in life.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Well, Bill, thank you for coming out to the home studio here. I haven't used this studio very much, and I think it was many years ago I think I had you here to share some of your story.
It's my pleasure. Totally my pleasure.
So make sure Phyllis gets a big hug from me.
I will do that.
I'm going to see you Sunday night. Listening friend, find out more by stopping by cujf.org. cujf.org. It's happening this Sunday night in Savoy, 7 to 9 p.m. I think the doors open at 6:30, so get there early. You're going to enjoy the evening of music. There'll be some education. There'll be a display set up. The Righteous Among the Nations, different than the display that was set up at Marketplace Mall.
Which was Courage to Remember.
Courage to Remember. That was a great display.
And by the way, if there's a parish or church that would like to have the display at their congregation, we'd be delighted to share those with you.
And Bill, oftentimes he speaks at schools, he speaks for clubs, organizations, venues. Parkland College had him out. You know, you can get in touch with him. How would they contact you?
WilliamGingold@gmail.com.
WilliamGingold@gmail.com. If you're driving to work or you couldn't write that down, call the station. We'll have that for you. Call us at 217-367-7777. Well, thank you, Bill, for joining me for today, the Wednesday edition of Mark and Friends.
Well, thank you for the opportunity. It was delightful.
All right, everyone. I hope to see you Sunday night in Savoy. Find out more at cujf.org. cujf.org. It's from 7 to 9 p.m. Well, thanks for listening. Thanks for being a part of our radio listening family. This is Mark Burns and Bill Gingold with the Ministry of Great News Media. God bless you and have a great day and night.